I decree and declare, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree and declare, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your word, your spirit, they comfort me. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and good health. I decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare we are prosperous with witty ideas and businesses. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors, that there are more with us than against us. Prophetess, please open the line so that we can begin to speak in our heavenly language.
Amen. Richard?
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks again and praise. Lord, we honor you, Lord, this morning for being our Abba Father. And we thank you, Father, for being our great provider, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father, for your covering, Father, and the ways that you provided for us, my God, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for your mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, we thank you, Father, for making us as light in the earth, my God, to shine, to let our light shine before men. That, Father, our good works will be performed, my God, knowing that we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We thank you, Father, for being the salt of the earth. And your word, my God, it will always be as a salty word given to the lives of your people. Mm. We thank you for the healing virtue that, Lord, is flowing even now in the lives of those who are sick and afflicted and in body, Father, because your word still stands, Father, that many are the affliction of the righteous. But you, the Lord, delivers, my God, out of them all. We thank you again for Bishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, and the vision, Lord, to globalize the prophetic. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for your anointing, unctionizing them. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for a fresh, Lord, Lord, a fresh unction of your anointing, Father, flowing from your throne to the lives of your servants and your handmaiden, Father, even families tonight that you're touching. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your blood. My God, that is covering every home. We thank you for your angels and assignment that is protecting us, Father, that is shielding us. Your angel is taking charge over us in every area of our life. And we give you the glory and the praise for your blessed Holy Spirit, my God, that is teaching us, my God, and leading us and guiding us, continue into all truth. And comfort us in the areas, my God, of those who are mourning loss of a loved one tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise, Father, for being our balm that's in Gilead. And we thank you for your righteousness established, my God, in government, because you said righteousness exalts a nation. In the name of Jesus, and sinners reproach for any people, we give you glory and praise, Father, and honor and adoration, Father, for making ways where there seems to be no way, because you are our way maker, Father. And we bless you tonight, Father. Let knowing, Father, there is no temptation taken us that is such as come unto man. But God, you still remain faithful. Will not suffer us to be tempted above that which we are able to be tempted. But you will, with the temptation, always make a way of escape so that we are able to brave it. And we thank you for being our refuge and strength, our very pleasant help in time of trouble. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to just come in agreement together, Lord God, and lift each other up, Lord God, lift Soy Ministries up, and Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, Lord, as we prepare for prophecology even in February, Lord God, let everything fall into place, Lord God. Continue to give wisdom and insight in the preparations, Lord God, and just speak the provision for each one who's working their way there, Lord God, to complete their book of the month and the travel arrangements, Lord God, that your will be accomplished, Lord God, that you will complete the good work you've begun in each one, Lord God, and that we'll meet at the place called there. And thank you, Father, for favor with that favor around travel, Lord God, when the time comes that each your safety, your protecting angels will be around each one, Lord God. There will be safe travels for all as they come and go to prophecology, Lord God. And Lord, we lift up the conference calls. Continue to have your way, Lord God, as with the teachings, Lord God, that's bringing such insight as we go through these books, Lord, and each one that listens. Thank you, Father, just for the wisdom and insight that we have available to us, and continue to bless Master Prophet, Pastor Deborah, even as they prepare to celebrate their anniversary in December, Lord God. Let it be a blessing to them, Father, that will be a refreshing time as well, Lord God. And Father, just continue to direct each one of our steps. Continue to bring balance in our lives, Lord God, that we would stay focused on you, Lord, and your will in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we're just thanking you for a new day to come into your presence. Father, we thank you for the unity that is so consistent on this line. We thank you for the prayer that is being lifted up today, Father. We know that you are our source and you are in control of all things. For we know that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Father, we claim victory in every concern that is on this line today and forever, Father. Father, we thank you for our leadership, our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Father, still her with new strength, new vitality. Father, we thank you for the vision of poem and prophecology. We thank you for the vision of unity and new opportunities. Father, we thank you for the voices that are being lifted up. We thank you for the joy that will always be our portion. Father, we thank you for continuous healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostic, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Olivia Castillo. Father, we thank you for the strengthening of their bodies, Lord. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you for family. We thank you for family legacy. Father, we thank you for Mother Jordan, Mother Mary Barry, and we thank you for Mother Betty Johnson. Father, continue to keep them lifted up, Lord. We thank you for all the mothers in the world. We thank you for our men and women that are serving so diligently around the globe, Father, keep their families at perfect peace. Father, we thank you for the homeless. Thank you for lifting them up, strengthening them in the season, letting them know that you'll never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them. Father, we thank you for new visibility. We thank you for creativity. Now, Father, I also thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around the Caribbean islands, Puerto Rico, for California, Texas. Father, we thank you for the support that continuously show up on their behalf. For we know that they may have experienced breakdowns, but we know the breakthrough is going to be endless. We know that you're going to keep a smile on their face, Lord, and forever know that your presence shall always be with them. And Father, I thank you for life. I thank you for growth. I thank you for maturity, new friendships. I thank you for prophecology. Father, I also thank you for every prophet that is on this line. May you bless their families immensely. Even as the holidays already kicked off, Father, may no family go without food or shelter. And I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this new day that you have made, God. I thank you for bringing us together again on one accord, lifting our voices up to you, God, seeking your ear, seeking your face, oh God. We thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy to us, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your grace, which is sufficient, God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I wanted to ask, but I want to say thank you also, God, because thank you is the most important thing that we could say and beyond praising you, God. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for shielding us, protecting us, God. Thank you for the people who are on the line listening in, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen them in their hearts and their minds, God. Give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight, God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision to globalize the prophetic, to reach out to other nations and to people around this country, God. And I ask you to bless this country, Lord. Just strengthen this country and give us peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding as we bow our knees to you in gratefulness, God, and we bow our hearts, God. You know the intents of the heart, God. Turn every heart towards you, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you for the company of prophets, God. I ask you to bless them and keep them, encourage them, and give them peace and prosper the works of their hands, prosper their minds, God. And even every prophet who's listening in on the line, God. And I just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for healing of your nations worldwide. I thank you for the hedge of protection over our young children and our teenagers. And I thank you that you give them the extra strength and peace of mind to endure all things, to be bold enough to speak about who you are, Lord, because you are the greatest ever. I thank you for our families worldwide and even all the families that's represented on the line. I thank you for a fledgling. Continue giving them and strengthening them in this hour. I thank you for our sick and shut-in. I thank you for total healing for all those that's on the list and those who have not mentioned, that has not been mentioned on this line. Give them the strength and healing that you most graciously always give us, mercy, kindness, wisdom, you know, your fruit of the Spirit. I thank you for that. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in serving you and in globalizing the prophetic And I thank you that we're all a part of that. I thank you for prophecology that's coming up. And I thank you for Traveler Mercies, for all that's going to be attending and still planning to attend. I thank you for that. I thank you for the breakthroughs, new beginnings, new contracts. I thank you for continually leading the president and his cabinet and making right choices for the country. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Barry and Mother Austin. I thank you and for giving them extra strength and wisdom and who you are, Lord, and they continue to show us and give us wisdom as well on how to walk. And I thank you for our children, all of our children. I thank you for my son, Kevin, who's traveling, who's truck driving, traveling across country. I thank you for the protection of him and all truck drivers worldwide and just all people in general, giving them protection and healing of those people that was devastated in St. Martin, Puerto Rico, and California, and Texas, and you know the places, Lord. Continue to strengthen the prophets that's in those different areas. And I love you, praise you, honor you, and give you all praises through Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for another opportunity of coming together in the spirit of unity and oneness for prayer. We thank you, Father, for being able to come and give thanks unto you. Father, we thank you that in all things we give thanks and praise unto you. We thank you for favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you for the leaders that have been able to put this together, Father, that we may be able to enter into your presence. Father, we thank you for the increase of laborers and workers in the ministry, Father, to continue to go on progressing in the things of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, for even as we enter to prepare ourselves for 2018, O God, that we may be able to enter into those blessings and promises, Father, that is laid before us, that we will continue to grow and be strengthened in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up those that are shut, and we lift up those that are sick and homebound. Father, we lift up those that are homeless, O God, that they may find a home, that they may be set in places where they be able to feel as part of a family. Father, even in this holiday season, when some individuals have lost loved ones, help them, Lord God, to make it through this season. Help them, Lord God, to see another face. Help them to come to know you, O God, to receive salvation, that they may experience your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will help us to stay focused and not be distracted of the things of the holiday and things of the world. But, Father, that we will continue to be strengthened in the unity and in the oneness of you, in the areas that you will have us to grow in, Father. Continue to strengthen us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we will be an impact on our community, O God, that we will make a difference in the areas where we are at. Father, we thank you for protection, even for those that are traveling abroad. For example, our prophet Barbara Tucker and any other of your children, of our brothers and sisters in Christ that are traveling abroad, Father, we thank you for protection, that you keep them, O God, that the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him. Father, we thank you for the youth. Keep their minds, O God, stayed upon you. Cause them, O God, to come together as young ones, O God, that they may feed off of one another, but that they may feed on the things of God, Father, that they will be as iron sharpening one another, that they may increase and grow and have a hunger and a thirst for you, O God. Father, we thank you for families. Father, we thank you for couples, O God. We thank you for families that are continually growing together as one, as members in the body of Christ, that children may see how families are to function, Father. And Father, those that are in solitude, Father, that may be placed in family. Father, we lift up every member in the body of Christ, O God, that they will continue to be strengthened in you, that they be covered with the blood of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we definitely thank you for the leaders, O God, in the body of Christ, that they may strengthen and feed your people with your word. And Father, even the leaders of our country and nation, Father, that they will seek your wisdom. And Father, we pray for even every part of the ministry, auxiliaries, missionaries, whatever position they be. Father, that your word be praised, that your word be honored. Oh, Father, we glorify you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you. Amen. Prophetess Glenda.
Father, we just thank you, God, that you are all things. You become all things to all men. And we thank you, Father God, that you are omnipresent, God, and that who can know the heart but you, God. We thank you this evening, Father God, for this prayer hour, God. We thank you for the gathering of the saints. We thank you for the gathering of the prophets, God, and that your people have come together on one accord, God, to praise you, to honor you, and to give you the glory, to give you the highest praise, God. We say hallelujah to you this evening, God. We want to thank you for the holidays, God, for safe travel, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for the provision, Father. We want to thank you, Father God, for family, relatives, and friends, God. We want to thank you, God, that you're building strong communities, God. We thank you, Father God, that you bring communities back together, Father God, and that people begin to work, Father God, in the vineyards, God, and in the neighborhoods, God. We pray, Father God, for unity, Father God, and that we will come together on one accord, God. Bring peace to the nation, Father God, and bring peace to our government, peace to, Father God, to our government officials, peace, Father God, to the Senate, God. We ask that your word, Father God, will prevail. And we ask, God, that you would move by your spirit on every side, God. Now, we thank you for the angels that have charge over us, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us power. We thank you that you've given us authority, God. We thank you that you've given us your word, God. We take your word this evening, God, and, Father God, we remember the promises of God and the covenant of God, Lord, and we take the sword of the spirit, and, God, we utilize the word, Father God, because the word is our defense, God. We thank you, Father God, that the word is a hedge of protection and a covering around us, God. What we decree, what we declare, what we speak, God, in him we move and live and have all of your being, God. We thank you this evening, God. We thank you this morning, God, because you're moving by your spirit, God, and you're doing a new thing, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are in the midst of your presence. And we thank you, Father God, that each and every person on this line, God, that they came on the line, God, and they did not count it as robbery. We ask, God, that you would just bless their household, bless their children, God, bless their coming in, bless their going out, God. We ask, God, that you receive every prayer this evening, God, and that no words will fall to the ground, God, and that every prayer, Father God, will bring breakthrough, God, and every prayer will be heard, Father God, and there will be nothing to hinder the prayers of the righteous, God. We thank you because you said the effective prayers of the righteous prevail as much, God. Now we thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit, God, and we ask, Father God, that you fill us with your grace and your mercy, God. Show us the compassion, God. Have compassion on your people, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for the sick. We ask that you bless them, God. We ask, God, that you heal them, God. We ask that you set them free and deliver those that are bound, God. Bring, God, Father God, joy that those that mourn, God, comfort all who mourn in Zion, Father God. We ask, Father God, that even, God, the sick and the shut-in, God, that they would take up their bed and walk even right now, God, because, God, you've given us power, God. You've given us authority, God, and as we begin to speak a thing and decree a thing, and, Father God, as Jesus took the stripes, by his stripes we are healed, God. 52 stripes, 52 diseases, God, it's all under the blood. We thank you for recovery, God. We thank you for a new transition, God, and we're transitioning into, Father God, a new dimension, God. We thank you that you're taking your people up, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're creating new resources for us, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're opening up the heavens and new opportunities, jobs, ideas, businesses, new wealth, God. We thank you for the transfer, Father God, of the wealth of the wicked to the righteous, Father God. We open up our eyes, God, and give us new understanding, God. We open up our hearts, God, that we may be able to receive the word of the Lord, God, and begin to implement it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for new ideas. We thank you for new businesses, God, and we thank you for the new money and the new wealth, God, and we give you all the glory, God. We praise you in advance, and we thank you that you're transferring even things even now, God, under the sound of my voice, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting your prophets gather together in unity and touching and agreeing in Prophecology 2018, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your strength and power and your infinite love that will be there at Prophecology, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the worship that will be taking place in Prophecology, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for the traveling, going to Prophecology and back home safe and sound, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the process, God. And we want to thank you, God, for making a way to Prophecology, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all your leaders all over the world, Almighty God. We want to thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and in the life of your people, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for letting us be the head only, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for being a hope among the community of that was affected by the storm and granting them safety, God, and to women, men, and children, dear Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for growth. We want to thank you, God, for covering our family. Family, covering us, our family, and all our loved ones around us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, God, for that blessed holiday that you have blessed us with commune and with our family, dear Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for that, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for insight, and we want to thank you, God, for connections, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in your masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. I want to thank you for this morning, Lord God. I want to thank you for your healing touch, oh dear God. I want to thank you for allowing us to come together in unity as a community, Father God. I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just giving us utterance, oh dear God, so that we could speak your word, oh dear God, that we could be an encouragement force to others, oh Father God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for just blessing our family, blessing unions, oh dear God, marriages, oh Father God, blessing my family, oh dear God, blessing my mother, Vivian Croswell, as she travels, oh Father God, that you will keep us all on one accord, Lord God. I thank and I praise your name, and I lift your name up on high on this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Proverbs 16:2-3. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for just being allowing our faith to be constant, oh dear God, that we love you and we adore you and we hold you majestic in every area of our lives, oh Father God. Lord God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for just opening up new doors, new ideas, being creative, opening up new platforms, Lord God, blessing our wealth that we will be created more abundance, oh dear God, so that we can give into your kingdom to do your kingdom work, oh dear God, that we pray against evil witches and warlocks, dear God, that set out evil intent unto us, oh dear God, that we send it back to the sender, oh dear God, for Lord God, you know the works of the enemy, Lord God, but we know that we have power right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our finances. We thank you for blessing the banks, oh dear God. Wherever we keep our money, Lord God, we thank you for just allowing us to have it, oh dear God, to continue to withdraw from the bank, oh dear God, without putting an established amount into your bank, oh dear God, for just giving us favor and wisdom and knowledge to just walk in your way, oh dear God, that we will not be contrary to your spirit, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every prophet that's listening on this line, Lord God. I thank you for Bishop Ebernard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan for having this vision for us to come, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I praise you and I worship you, Lord God. I adore you, Lord God, because you are awesome, Lord God. And I want to say thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listening, oh dear God, that you bless their families 100-fold, oh dear God, and that if they need to be repentant, oh dear God, that they will yield unto your glory, oh dear God, and they will surrender all to you, oh dear God, because Lord God, I surrender on today, Lord God, whatever that's not right with me, Father God. I ask that you cleanse it up and bring it to my attention so that I am aware, Lord God. Bring it all to all of our attentions. If we've done wrong to each other, that we be woman and man enough to go to each other and say, I'm sorry, Lord God. God, I just ask these blessings in your son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we empty out, Lord God, that you may fill us again. Give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. Blot out our transgression and renew the right spirit, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your divine protection. We bless everyone on this call. We bless every home that's represented, every ministry, every leader. On this call, we speak right and divine connection, right and divine provision in the name of Jesus. And we reroute every attack of the enemy, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy come in like a flood, you, hallelujah, like a flood, lift up a standard against the enemy. And if the enemy comes one way, he must flee seven ways. And we thank you, Lord God, that we hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord God to observe, to do all that you command. And you bless the works of our hands. You bless our basket, our store, and all of the works, everything that we put our hands for to do. And we thank you in Jesus' name, for your grace, your mercy, and your divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, people of God, we are blessed once again to be on this call and stand together, amen, in unity. For where there is unity, there is strength. And we thank God for his strength and his grace and his mercy and his protection. If this call has been a blessing, amen, don't let this call stop. Amen. Help us to keep this call going. Sow a seed of thanksgiving. Sow a seed of gratitude. Let Archbishop and Pastor know that this call, this prayer call, is a blessing to you. Amen. You know how Archbishop is. If it's not growing, if it's not thriving, he will purge it. He will shut it down. So we want this thing to continue and to grow and for the Lord to honor and speak life into it. So, you know, we need to see you supporting, amen, and helping us keep this vision going. Amen. And also we want Prophetess Olympia. Or Prophet Olivia, if you, one of you can do the announcements for us.
Amen. I just want to remind everyone, if you're in the tri-state area later on, you can join us for our 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 4 p.m. service at 310 Riverside Drive. Excuse me, at 310 Riverside Drive, and that's New York, New York, 125. We'd be glad and welcome you into service tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be powerful. Also, to let you know, we'll be right back on this line, 12 midnight, at the same line for our midnight cry with the Company of Prophets. We also want to let you know about Man Cave Monday, the Pop Life radio show at 12 noon on this same line on Monday. And then in the evening at 8 p.m. with Prophet Joshua Jordan, also at 9 a.m., with Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan. Also, I just want to just thank you for just being here. We thank you for your continuous support to the ministry. God bless.
Amen, and we love you all to life. Amen, and if you have a burning testimony of God's grace and that you've been blessed on these calls, amen. Go to Pastor Deborah's website, www.PastorDeborahJordan.com, amen, and submit not only your prayer request, but your testimony, amen. Let her know that you are being blessed, amen. And perhaps she would see fit to have you come on to the lineup, amen, and share a testimony. Amen. God bless you is our prayer, and have a wonderful Sunday. Of worship. God bless.